Just about 7:30, and we have Kevin Bryant, the West Bend East Athletic Director, on the line this morning. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rick. Great to be with you.
Hey, thanks for taking time to give us a call this morning. So, how are things with the Suns?
They're going well. You know, it's been an interesting year. I think anybody that's in education would tell you the last month or so has probably been the most challenging of our careers and for the kids. The great thing, Rick, is we're seeing athletes back on the field, back on the court, back on the trails, and that's a welcome sight, I think, for everybody in our community and across the country after what we went through last spring. So,
and we've made some adjustments, and that's kind of the way it is, I guess.
It is. You know, some of the schools in the state, they moved their fall season to the spring. We did not. We felt like what served our athletes best was to give them an opportunity to participate this fall. And, well, there's been challenges with that when you start talking about quarantines and, you know, students not being able to possibly play every game. I think it was the right decision. I think our kids would attest that they really needed this right now in their lives. And so the smiles on their faces and just the energy that we have in the school and around the community, especially coming off homecoming week last week, it's just great to see.
I just read an article this morning, speaking of that, about what some schools that ended up not doing fall sports, what they're trying to do to keep the athletes motivated and tuned into things, because it's such a huge part of their lives.
It really is, and I always look back to when I was in high school or my friends or a lot of people you've talked to, whether it was athletics or co-curriculars or clubs, band, those are the things that I would say keep the majority of students coming to school and really giving the effort that they need. I mean, I think the idea that the majority of 14 to 18-year-olds just come to school because they, you know, they love class and love hitting the books, it's just not realistic. They need those other aspects to socialize in and get energy out and to compete and learn. We talk a lot about leadership. I mean, our motto here is turning students into leaders in our athletic department. And I think athletics is a tremendous avenue to help students really grow into young adults and prepare them for life. So yeah, I know some other schools that moved to the spring season, they're trying to stay engaged with their student athletes. But I think, you know, for me, that's really hard. It's really tough if you're a kid who last February everything stopped, and now the earliest you're going to be able to compete is mid-November when winter sports start up. So I couldn't be more proud of our students and our coaches and the way they've handled this and how they've tried their best to follow the guidelines that have been put out, whether it be masking or social distancing. There's really an effort and a maturity that's going on, and it's just so neat to see, Rick.
How are the teams looking for fall sports?
Well, football is pretty excited coming off a big win Friday night. Obviously, it was homecoming for us, and that's a unique situation when you talk about having two schools in one building, the only school still in the country that has that. So that's as big as a game gets around here and maybe around the state when you talk about the dynamics that go into it. And we had a big 35-10 win. As you said, Dawson, Ron Dorf, Sam Gelnick, Brady Schmidt, all those guys played tremendous and played through some challenges the last couple weeks with missing some kids due to quarantine. Our volleyball team, they're getting going again this Friday. They'll have a game against Hartford, and so they've been working really hard and then, again, hit some issues with quarantine, but I think we're through those now and excited to see them moving forward. Our soccer team is the best it's been in a couple years, so there's some real positivity there. And then our cross-country teams are doing tremendous. Our girls team actually took first at a meet last week, so that was really neat to see. And then we've got a golfer, Haley Matineer, who's part of our co-op golf team, who has made it through sectionals and is doing really well there. I could go on and on. Our swim team had a huge win last week. So things are really looking positive for us.
Good. That's good to hear. Now, winter sports, what's the WIA has sent down as far as guidance for winter sports?
Yeah, great question. So as of right now, winter sports are delayed a little bit in terms of when they start, but not by a lot. So I believe girls basketball and wrestling actually have a start date of November 16th, and then boys basketball, as is usual, is about a week later, so November 23rd. So they're backed up a couple weeks from when we normally see them start. And the season itself is tightened up a little bit just to allow for those schools that did choose the spring option for their fall sports. But as of right now, the word from the WIA is we're going to move forward with winter sports and not push those back. So we're excited about that. I think there's some questions surrounding that. Obviously, the biggest one is the mask mandate. It's kind of hard to imagine a basketball game or a wrestling match happening with a mask on. But I think that's set to expire before we play any games. So we'll obviously look at that and then adjust as needed to keep our athletes playing.
Right, absolutely. And then the other thing that has me confused is state tournaments, if there are state tournaments, because they said there might not be in some sports. But then the other complicated part of that is you can't use any UW facilities for them this year.
Yeah, so the WIA is still trying to finalize where the sites will be. I actually talked to Stephanie Hauser last week about, you know, possibility of volleyball sites and, you know, some conversation surrounding where those might go. I think what is most likely with that, Rick, is that you'll see the tournament series played at high schools across the state in areas that have a lower burden in terms of their COVID numbers. The tournament series will look different. They're still going to try to crown a state champion in some sports like volleyball. As far as football, they haven't announced yet, you know, will there be a state champion? Will there just be regional championships? I think that's probably what's most likely. So it's going to look very different, but I think when it's all said and done, the fact that our athletes, our coaches had an opportunity to participate in a season that's going to be a pretty holistic season for them is really all that matters to these kids.
I think so, too. And, you know, it's really great to see them out there. And I should just remind people that all the home football games are on the West Bend, the cable channel. And they're also on the YouTube channel for the city, right?
Yeah, so all of the home football games are on West Bend TV, so we want to thank John and his group for what they've done with that. All of our other sports, the easiest way to make sure you access them is to go to our website, which is eastsunsathletics.org. You'll find a link there with all of the North Shore streaming. So, for instance, this Friday night we're at Nicolet. So that will stream on Nicolet's channel. And so you can just go to our website, click that link. It'll direct you right to Nicolet's channel. And it's pretty neat because you'll actually be able to watch all the away games on some form of streaming this year. So there's no excuse not to see every game we play this year, Rick.
There you go. And I it'll be interesting to see if that continues as things adjust, you know.
It might. It's one of those things that has grown momentum over the last couple of years. We use what are called NFHS cameras, so National Federation of High School. And the way that the cameras work is they're self-controlled and they actually follow motion of the game. So if you watch it, you'll see that the production quality is not perfect. It's by no means Monday Night Football, but it's actually a camera that does everything on its own. We have a plug-in so you can see the score at the bottom. We're utilizing that for football, soccer, volleyball. We'll be utilizing it for basketball and wrestling this winter. And a lot of schools are going to that or a huddle camera, which is generally the same idea where you mount a camera, it follows the action, and it allows fans that are sitting at home to be able to watch a game without having to come into the building. So something we've seen a trend over the last 3 or 4 years. Depending on what district you're in. And I think because of the complications of COVID and having people inside of the building, it's something that this year has really been a lifesaver for a lot of our families so that they can still watch their relatives participate.
Absolutely. And watch from no matter where they are. I know that there are a couple of fathers who are in service, who are stationed over in the Middle East. They're able to watch the game this year, which is pretty cool. Things like that.
It really is. And we hear from those parents, and it's always exciting, like you said, whether it's our military members who are so thankful for, or just, you know, grandma and grandpa that live outside of the state or maybe go down south for the winter. the fact that they can still see their kids, there's nothing neater than hearing a kid talk to grandma or grandpa or dad who's stationed overseas after a game, and they've been able to actually watch them play, whether it's their senior year or freshman year. It's just a really neat idea.
Absolutely, absolutely. Kevin Bryant, West Bend East Athletic Director. Did we forget anything, Kevin, or did we cover all the ground?
I think we covered it all, Rick, and I want to thank you for the platform that you give our school district and our athletics department and all the support that you show. And for everybody out in the community, always feel free to reach out to me. I love to hear from everybody, whether it's positive or negative, and see what we're doing right and what we can do better at. So thank you.
All right. Well, you're very welcome, and thank you for taking time. And we'll get you back on so we can take a look and preview winter sports. How's that?
I look forward to that, Rick. Thank you.
All right. Great. Thanks, Kevin. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye.
That's Kevin Bryant, the West Bend East High School Athletic Director.